With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iranian officials resuming talks next Saturday at issue Tehran's quickly growing nuclear program. Now, both sides say talks earlier in the weekend in Rome were very productive. Nevertheless, there are concerns over actions being taken by the rogue nation. Military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis telling Salem Radio, the results of the talks will be crucial because Iran is getting very close to a nuclear weapon.
We're told by IAEA that Iran's programs have stockpiled 18,286 pounds of enriched uranium, and they have some, not sure exactly how much, is 60% pure. 90% pure is weapons grade and therefore could be made into a nuclear weapon.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has been stepping up his attacks on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The nation's central bank has enjoyed independence from politics for decades, but that independence is increasingly at risk as the president fumes about Powell and his decision not to aggressively lower interest rates.
I'm not happy with him. I let him know it. If I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast.
Many legal scholars agree that the president cannot fire Powell from the Fed's Board of Governors, but there is less agreement over whether a president can remove him as chair. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Trump administration asking the Justice Department to investigate New York Attorney General Letitia James over a real estate transaction. Federal Housing Finance Agency asking for a probe into reports that James had falsely listed a home in Norfolk, Virginia as her principal residence, that on a document related to the purchase of a home. This is SRN News. We'll add another big corporation to the list of those giving up on DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in five states recently introducing symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, Republican legislators in Missouri and Tennessee proposing measures to create a new category of marriage. It would be called covenant marriage, one man and one woman only. This is SRN News. Well, former students now suing United Airlines and its promised one-year flight school in Arizona over allegations of fraud.
The lawsuit in Phoenix federal court accuses United of falsely promoting an intensive training program that would help students become commercial pilots after a year. In reality, the students said in an amended complaint that United Aviate Academy didn't have enough teachers or aircraft. Many of the students alleged they were expelled for taking too long to advance through the program, even though their flight time was limited by staffing issues. United defended its curriculum in a statement and said it's proud of its hundreds of graduates. John Scott reporting.
Nearly 6 years after a man fatally shot 23 people in an attack targeting Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, the gunman's criminal case set to come to a close. Patrick Cruces is expected to enter a guilty plea. More details at SRNnews.com.